Spending a few moments just making sure that we are comfortable in our sitting posture. And allowing ourselves to develop our awareness of sitting and being here right now. So becoming awareness of exactly how our bodies are feeling. Starting, if you wish, with the points of contact of our bodies with the chair or the floor. Or if you wish, just scanning through the body. Allowing the body to be filled with awareness. We may also wish to expand our awareness a little bit outwards to the sounds that surround us. Seagulls seem particularly active today. So it's just a question of allowing ourselves to be aware of the sounds that they're making. And to rest in awareness of those sounds. And as we're settling, also becoming aware of our breathing. And we can, if we wish, take some long, slow, deep breaths. Or we can simply rest with our breathing exactly as it is. Becoming aware of the full cycle of our breathing, the components of our breathing. The movements of breathing. The pauses and the rests associated with our breathing. So we rest as best we can, resting in that awareness of bodily sensations, of sounds, of the flow of the breath, and allowing ourselves to let go of any sense of stress or tension within the body. If necessary, perhaps just breathing that tension away, releasing it on the out-breath, allowing ourselves to come as fully to rest as we can. And as our body has come to rest, so we can also begin to allow the mind to come to rest with the body. Mind and body resting together. And in doing so, allowing ourselves to be aware of exactly how our mind is feeling. In exactly the same way as we're allowing ourselves to be aware of exactly how our body is feeling. So noticing the activity of the mind, whether the mind is calm or active at the moment, what thoughts are present, what feelings are present, noticing if there's anything troubling us, any recurrent thought, recurrent feeling. And as we're coming to rest, just being with whatever the mind is doing, how it feels right now, exactly as we said, in the same way as coming to rest with how the body feels. And in our basic mindfulness practice, we learn to notice when the mind becomes distracted, and letting go gently and kindly of anything that acts as a distraction. Always returning to awareness of body and mind resting together with the breath. And in a moment or two, I'm going to ask you, invite you, to bring to mind some event which has happened in your life. Doesn't matter whether this is something recent or in the past, whether it was a good or a bad event, whether it was apparently a trivial thing or a serious thing. The practice is simply to bring to mind an event. May take a few moments for your mind to find something on which it feels it would like to focus. Not forcing things, just allowing something to come to mind as gently and as naturally as it wishes. Just an event, something that happened. The invitation is further to think about this event, thinking about what happened, thinking about whether it was good or bad. Thinking about who was there, what was there. Thinking about the outcome of the event. Thinking about whether there was anything about this event that troubled you. Or maybe thinking about why the event was a pleasant event. So as this event comes into our minds, just thinking about it, and perhaps experiencing how easy it is to get caught up in thinking about something that's happened to you. How easy it is to get caught up in thinking about something that was negative, that was judged bad. Thinking about why it shouldn't have happened. Perhaps how unfair it was. Even with something pleasant, thinking about how nice it was, how lovely that this happened, thinking about how good it would be if it happened again, or if things could only be this way all the time. Just thinking. perhaps seeing how easy it is to get lost in thought. For the mind to drift off when it's thinking. For the mind to be pulled away from resting in awareness. Now inviting you to take things a step further. Moving, if you like, from just thinking about whatever event or events have been coming to your mind, to contemplate, to reflect on what's happened. So maybe reflecting on the fact that whatever particular event it was has come to mind. Reflecting on why this event was significant in any way. Reflecting on the feelings that were present when this event took place, and the feelings that are present now as we recall it. Reflecting perhaps on why something was pleasant or something was an unpleasant event. the final step in this particular meditation is allowing ourselves to move from thinking and reflection right into the feelings that are present. The feelings that may have come about because of this event, the feelings that we have now as we're recalling it, it really doesn't matter whether the feelings are deemed positive or negative. Possible to meditate, indeed perhaps essential to meditate on both positive and negative. And all we're doing is allowing ourselves to feel the feelings that were there as they're recalled, as they happen. If we notice ourselves retreating, going back into thinking about the feelings, then as best we can, releasing thought, releasing that thinking process, going back down simply to feeling what we feel. Helps, we can imagine ourselves breathing those feelings in, opening right up to them with every breath, bringing them right into our body, right into our mind, just as they are, pure unadulterated feelings. It may help to be aware of where those feelings are in the body. Most, if not all, feelings are felt somewhere in the physical body. It may help when we feel them in the body to breathe into that part of the body, opening that part of the body up, opening that feeling up. Giving ourselves a chance to experience it exactly as it is, without analyzing it, judging it, or thinking about it in any way. we notice resistance, particularly to some strong negative feelings, then we can allow ourselves to return very much to resting with the breath and the body, releasing tension before returning back to the feeling. We find that our minds tend to drift into feelings of self-justification or of self-criticism. Perhaps seeking to justify the way we feel, or actually just criticizing ourselves because we feel in a particular way. When we meditate, doing our best to release those sorts of feelings, so that we can simply be with feelings and emotions, whether they're positive or negative, exactly as they are. Sometimes being with feelings in this way engenders a sense of threat, even sometimes fear, perhaps a sense of becoming overwhelmed. So should any of these feelings arise, we come right back to the breath, awareness of the full cycle of our breathing, awareness of bodily sensations. We breathe and we release till any sensation of threat or fear dissipates. Then we can go back to being with our feelings and emotions exactly as they are. And watching them change. Seeing what happens to them. And as we come to the end of a meditation practice in which we're allowing ourselves to experience feelings which may be strong, may be very negative, may help to begin to take some long, slow, deep breaths, breathing the breath right in, and breathing it out to the very last drop. The lungs filling right up with air as we breathe in, and emptying as completely as they can as we breathe out. And so we release any sense of difficulty, any sense of fear, threat, or being overwhelmed, any sense of strong emotion, just releasing it before we come back into our ordinary lives once again.